It's something I'm looking for clarification on at the moment in relation to the presence of the speed van while the work was ongoing. Was it there? Is it normally part of its routine to be at that particular spot at the 100 kilometre, or was it there to detect those who are travelling over 80? Because, as you said, it was a number of months ago now since the speed limit was changed on that road, but it couldn't be enforced because the signs were not available. And then the signs were put up last week, and I've raised the fact that we haven't made it public, that just to inform motorists that the speed signs are limit signs are now up, and that means the speed limit will be enforced.
So if it is the case that anyone caught over the weekend, or should I say even maybe on the day of the signs being changed, if they end up getting penalty points and a fine on the day the signs changed, it would be unfair, would it?
I would say it would be unfair, because I think the fact that it has been a number of months since the mileage was changed, it has gone out of people's mind, I would imagine. And then for the signs to be getting put up on a Go Safe van there, you know, it leaves a lot to be desired. I've had a couple of phone calls about this, people inquiring. I've sent off an email and I'm waiting a response as to, was the van there to detect those travelling over 100 kilometres as the road was up until last Friday, or was it there to detect the new speed limits and that's the 80 kilometres which has been reduced to? But again, I think we should have had a public information notice out there just to say that the signs are now being erected, and as from whatever date it was, that the enforcement of 80 kilometres will be met.
In the interests of fairness and perhaps even public relations, do you think if it's found that they were clocking people over 80, that those fines, at least on the day in question, should be waived?
I think they should be, you know, for a bit of common sense was employed here, because, as I say, the work was ongoing, although it was a number of months ago. It couldn't be, the new speed limit couldn't be enforced, as you're aware, until such times as the signs went up. And then for a GoSafe van to be parked at the side of the road on one of the days that the signs were being erected, well, you can make your own mind